is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, take a deep breath, you lying sack of no good.
All right, that seems...
No, you deserve every second of it. I'm Dan, and these two are why we're still watching this nonsense. I despise it. And this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
When calls the heart, when calls the heart. When I say when, you say the heart. When I say when, when I say when, you say comes the heart.
Comes the heart.
What's up, you everybody? Yeah, guys, how's our footy team doing?
Oh, I need to look that up.
Go Bulldogs. Go Doggies.
Oh, also, we got an email. Wasn't a what's calling my heart.
So we'll allow it. Somebody
that just wanted us to shout out New Zealand.
Well, heck yeah.
They're big fans of the When Calls the Heart podcast. Susanna Irwin and her husband watch us every week in New Zealand.
Good day.
Good day. Good day.
Good day, Irwins.
That's New right,
Zealand's
Irwins.
Dope.
New Zealand.
Give me
is so
these
dope.
Irwins any day of the week.
That's right.
We Robert, so, Robert Irwin?
There you have it.
Kick rocks. Kick rocks, Robert. Not. You don't know what turtles are thinking. I'll never forget the night, Panda, in L.A.
Yep.
Where we were in the car, remember this? Mm-hmm. And Sugar Ray was on.
Yep.
Yep.
And we were like, what are the odds that we are together in L.A. and Sugar Ray's on the radio?
So good.
The night is ending with a party on the rooftop.
Top of the world tonight.
And you know what they played for the last song of the night?
Sugar Ray. Freaking Ray.
Yeah, they did.
Two times, one night in Los Angeles.
Can I say this? That is probably one of the most magical experiences of my life.
Yeah. Sure.
I love...
Wrigley, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good, man.
I got to be honest, though. What? It was a tough week last week. I am a big Amber Heard stan. Just got in my ear. I can't talk anymore about that.
I would highly advise against it. I don't think there's any winning there, buddy.
No, you're right. That's true. And I don't even have anything in my
ears. What do you like her?
Somebody just,
Was that your conscience?
Yeah, it was. My conscience probably got the
best
of me.
Are you a big Aquaman? Like, what? How did this happen? How did you?
I'm Aquaman, yeah.
Okay.
You've never seen Aquaman, have you?
No, not even a little bit. No. He's a fast one, right? I don't do superheroes, guys. I got a busy life.
You don't do superheroes.
You heard me.
What do you do?
Oh, a lot of things.
Like what?
Smoking a good cigarette.
When was the last time you went to the theater?
Drinking a nice Mad Dog 2020 on the front porch of Fitzy's farmhouse.
I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. When was the last time you went to a theater?
What do you mean you're not falling for it?
I'm not going to ask you what a Mad Dog 2020 is.
MD 2020. You can buy it at the gas station. Mad Dog 2020. It's a drink. I'm not making that up. I don't make anything up, by the way. You get a rocking chair and a Mad Dog 2020, you're in heaven. Bug Zapper's a plus, you know what I mean?
What was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
In the theater, in the cinema?
Cinema.
Well, I see all the Tremors movies, right? Yeah. And okay. I think we know that.
Sure.
Right? How about Boss Baby? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, Boss Baby, of course, several times. I saw it. I go to the theater, Brian.
Are you a big like Minions fan?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry. Lame. That's weak sauce, Boss Baby. There. Weak sauce, baby, is what that is.
Weak okay. sauce, baby.
You heard me.
So is there a movie you're excited about coming
there
out?
There is
future?
One coming out. What? Yeah. You what know what? It's in July. It's My Pants.
And Buzz Lightyear. Very excited about Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
No?
Where's Tim Allen, though? He and Amber Heard should be in a movie together.
I don't know. I don't know if it's allowed. I don't know.
I don't think we can air it.
I don't think we can air it.
I don't think we can air it. The Western Bulldogs not doing great. They're 10th out of 18 teams right now.
They didn't take any of our recommendations of for trades.
I told them Donald needs to go.
Donald.
that needs to be.
Yes, hello, it's Donald. Donald.
Hey, Donald.
Hello.
How
good
are
you? Well, what can I do for you? You called me.
Yeah, I said that yep. you should be number one
right.
pick.
Right. Number one pick. Yes, right.
Right. But you were not.
I was not. No.
So yeah. what?
Right.
Do you need anything else
from me now? No, I confirmed it. Yes, I was.
Now, the Western Bulldogs' best player is the right. Bont.
Yes, and the Bont. I know him well.
Brand, yes. I think it was Brand that suggested they trade the
Yes,
Bont
I remember that episode well. Yes, right.
Donald, was that a smart move?
Yeah, not a bad one, no. Because if you think about what I know about footy, crumb diddly umptious, you get a few picks and you shake the ball and you call yourself the daddy.
You call yourself the daddy?
The daddy. The daddy.
The daddy.
The daddy. Oh.
Okay.
The daddy.
The daddy.
Dirty. Dirty.
Yeah.
Yes. See.
See. Was that Spanish Australian?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Donald. Donald.
You're welcome.
Man, it's getting late early.
Getting daddy. Getting daddy with your daddy.
I don't know. I don't know what's worse. Amber Heard, Tim Allen, or that.
One calls the heart. The heart. What do we got this name of the episode?
You already told us.
The heart of the father. Daddy. I'm going back to the heart of a father. That's exactly right.
I'm going back to the heart of father. And it's all about you.
Nope.
Lee?
Oh. It's all about. This originally aired on March 1st, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. Allie's back and she's gonna have a sleepover. Hoo-da.
Hey, Allie's back.
You know, I've been saying 2020 for years and you've never once asked me to say anything else.
2020 guy, what's your name?
Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. You didn't even ask me my last name.
Jim, what's
your... You just want me for my silky voice.
Yes?
2020. You ask that Rick Dilby stuff all the time. There was a guy in here that wanted ribs. You never want to talk to 2020. You never even want to talk to me. It's Jim Flanders is my name. Thank you. The third.
Jim Flanders.
2020. Jimmy boy Flanders.
What makes you interesting, Jim?
It doesn't matter, Panda. I just want the time of day and Brandon won't give it to me.
Okay, I don't know what the year guys have out for me.
I said 2020 for a year straight. I got nothing.
In our defense, Jim, that was during COVID.
You even called me the wrong name.
That was
now.
During COVID.
I don't even care what it was. I was wearing a mask.
I know you were.
You brought me in every day. Didn't ask me a single solitary question.
That is true.
In my defense, I thought it was someone we knew just with a mask on.
It is weird that you guys carpooled together.
You're defenseless.
You carpooled.
You brought him in every day.
You're speaking in third person?
Yeah. Jim got brought in by Brand every day. Not a word. Not a single word.
Were you just quiet the whole time?
You guys know how I am around.
Chickens have come to roost.
I got to be honest. I'm kind of with Jim on this one.
Yeah, we're all with Jim on this one.
Got to be honest, Brand. Every time you came in, you'd be like, 2020 guys here, and you'd roll your eyes. You did it every day.
And then when we try to ask him questions, you interrupt us. I'd sit there, I'd be like, hey, so what's your name? And every single time you'd be like, hey, shut up, Panda.
And I had to ride on the roof of his car.
That's not true.
He said there was no room inside.
It was one time.
Car seats and all.
It was one time.
Well, certainly you had a passenger seat. He goes sat in.
There was a ball. So, Bill, there's apparently a new chef at the saloon. And, there's going to, you know, things are going to happen. Bill, as you know, is still running the cafe while Abigail's
away bribing her mother. I mean, taking care of her mother.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
She's a criminal. Yeah.
We've got some pretty realistic photos, Dan, proving that she did just that. So Bill is kind of running amok now. He's nervous about this new food, is how it's going to, interfere with his business. So he's talking to Clara and he's like, try to find out the recipe, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So Rosemary, now everyone's given thoughts on Clara's wedding. There's like dresses and stuff. And Clara's just, she's not interested in hearing what everybody else thinks about her wedding. Ned, you guys know Ned.
Yep.
Mercantile Ned.
He starts
to feel sick to his stomach.
Oh, no.
He's worried about eating out. Maybe that eating at the saloon or the cafe may have caused it. Florence overhears this, as she does. Spreads the word around town that there's a food poisoner among us. So Allie is getting ready for her big sleepover. Elizabeth offers to help her with some cupcakes. Ned is coming into the old doctor's office, and Faith, wouldn't you know it, a woman, gives him some sort of advice on what might be going on. And Carson's like, "You know stuff?
You could be a doctor.
You know stuff about the body?" Man, women keep surprising us. Nathan, this old fella, comes into town. His name's Archie. Turns out it's Nathan's father.
Archie Grant.
Yeah. So Allie's very excited to meet him. She's totally forgotten about her sleepover at this point. Just so aghast. And Nathan's like, "Over my dead body, you're going to spend time with that monster." And Allie's like, "You never let me do what I want to do." But he's like, "You know what? Enough of this." Elizabeth is talking to Nathan, and I'm sorry, she's talking to Allie, and it's like, "Maybe you should write down a list of reasons why you want to talk to your grandfather." So that's good. And then Elizabeth is like, "You know, you should listen to what Allie has to say." That's nice. Faith hears that everyone's getting sick because of eating out, and she shares that you might have an ulcer. Waiting for Carson to officially diagnose that sucker. Guys, we got the word is in. It is an ulcer. And you are the father.
God, this synopsis is almost as bad as the episode.
So once the word has come out that it was not the food, Lucas and Bill decide to band together and have a little barbecue to celebrate the fact that neither of their two restaurants are destroying people's tum-tums. They tell Florence, "Hey, since you're a big gossip, you go tell everybody about this." Carson talks to Faith and is like, "You know stuff. Have you ever thought about being a doctor?" And she's like, "I did one time." And she's like, he's like, "Well, basically, you know the stuff. I can vouch for you. You can be a doctor in no time." So I guess that's going to happen, I guess. Nathan finally talks to his father. Things seem to be going well until he gets a call that Archie is a suspected robber in Benson Hills, where dreams go to die. And he goes to arrest that man. And Allie's like, "What?" And there's stuff with Claire and Jesse in the wedding, but who cares? And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart.
Heart of Papa. Papa? That's my 11. How's that?
It sounds closer to Kevin McAllister.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you mean this? Mom? Dad?
God, it's eerie how good that is.
Is this a joke?
It sounds like a Midwestern mom trying to impersonate Kevin McAllister.
Buzz.
That's better. That's as good as it's ever been right there.
Dad. Scary guy with the bandage. Is this a joke?
Now do your 11.
Papa.
That is awful.
Okay, that's not great.
It's not okay, great
on,
at
hold
all.
On, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
You got to get in it. Get in it.
Okay. You got to squeak.
Get in it.
God, squeak.
Mike. Papa.
Good gosh, that's
bad.
Is
this a joke? We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. I don't know about you boys, but that synopsis made me think I was watching it all over again.
It certainly did.
Let's get our pants, hitch our pants up and get ready for a good day. Panda, let's start with a hot take where we share exactly how I felt about this
episode. Bring it home, big guy.
Panda, what'd you think about this episode of television?
Okay, first of all, I don't need it, Dan. I don't need it.
I don't need it either.
But if I were to say something perhaps detrimental, I would say this was not a strong episode. And I would say that this season seems like a step backwards overall.
A step backwards?
God, this is such a bad show.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
Do your 11.
Papa?
Why do you keep going higher? You heard him. He was like three octaves too high, and you're like, I'm going to go higher.
Well, that's what you do.
She's like, Papa?
Crushed it.
Give me your Joyce when she yells Will's name.
Will!
There you go. That's that a good Joyce.
Better than the 11 for sure.
Why don't I hear? Yeah, so is that it?
Wow, got nothing.
Thanks for getting me out of there with an 11 impression.
I didn't have anything else. I didn't have anything
show else. Sucks.
Dude, how are people watching season 7? Season 6 was solid. Season 7 just is going nowhere. Can I say this? No, I'm mad. Let me go ahead and say one thing I'm mad about.
He's mad. Close up. Get the close up, Trace. Yeah,
3.
Can't, yep. All right. Here's what I'm mad about.
You're looking at the wrong camera.
No.
No, yeah, this one right here. We're
good. He's doing great. Yeah.
Nathan is the obvious choice, right? She needs to go with Nathan. It's ridiculous that I already know she ends up with Lucas. There is not a world where she should end up with Lucas. Nathan is clearly the pick. She is a great kind of a connection for Allie. Like, it's just Nathan is a reputable.
Everything about their worlds fit together.
Everything.
Right.
This is so stupid. This show's maddening. And listen. And they've squandered everything. They've squandered everything. We're doing nothing with of anything. It's just everything's meaningless.
Fish money.
Meaningless. Everything is meaningless. I'm so frustrated.
That's it.
You guys know Job in the Bible?
Yeah.
I envy him. Hmm. It's like a friend that you don't even recognize, you know. See, you turn on One Girl's Heart every day, and you're excited to hang out with some old friends. You turn it on, and you're just like, "What? I'm bummed. I'm sad. I'm distraught. I'm a lot of those words because it's just I got more Allie this week, so
But it wasn't the same Allie.
No, it's the same Allie.
No, like. She wasn't the conniving.
Her personality is completely changed.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Same actress, different personality entirely. Not the Allie you signed up for.
Not the Allie that I signed up for, rooted for,
boring
created,
Allie.
Created. Signature things for petitions. That's the word.
Signature things.
I'm bummed, guys. I'm sad. As of right now, I'm Team Nathan. I'll come over with the team because what's Lucas doing? Not much. This week, all he did was talk about whether or not he thinks Bill poisoned somebody. So I don't know. Not great. So just, you guys know me. This is not the tone, the outlook on life, et cetera, that I like to have. I'm not enjoying my words right now. I don't like me. So I'll go back to sharing my dynamite 11.
Papa?
Dan?
That's just your Kevin McAllister in falsetto.
It's different. It's nuanced.
It is nuanced.
You guys know Barb in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I envy her. Last week, when you said Panda, that it doesn't bode well that this is kicking off the season in the leadoff spot, and this is what they're coming in with the season premiere. Yeah, I should have realized that we were about to mine the depths of just Turdville in this episode. This is an all-time bad episode. I actively hated myself for watching it. I can't believe it just made the air. And to your point, it doesn't matter if I like Lucas more, because I think we all probably still like Lucas more.
Yeah, I like Lucas. Great guy.
The idea. Great guy.
We
played a game of hearts down at the VFW last night together.
He was telling me a war story.
No, the fact is that I don't know what kind of hoops they're going to have to jump through to for this not to feel like a manipulation with her and Nathan. It is so obvious. And here's the thing is, it becomes more obvious when literally nothing else happens all episode. Somebody has a stomach ache, people. That's the lead. Somebody has a stomach ache. And Nathan Grant's father's in town. That is 42 minutes. Boo. Boo.
give me your 11.
Boo.
Give me your 11.
Papa?
No, that's not bad.
Boo.
Yeah, it was too good. Sorry.
It's too good. Are you kidding me?
It's better than your two 11s.
Just
Papa.
That's better.
Yeah, that was
now
better.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, you were that was not bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I do have feels though, and I'm being serious. I do have feels.
You guys remember when Millie Bobby Brown came on the A podcast? No.
Didn't we wish her happy birthday?
Yeah. It was wild out there. That was a wild week 2 years ago. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Millie. Panda, any feels?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed it wasn't food poisoning. That would have been fascinating.
I'm mad Ned's not dead.
No, just like with the stomach bubbles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just couldn't believe I guess it was just shocking to me that no one had pieced together Faith, the idea that Faith is actually legitimately an intelligent woman who could be a doctor. And he's just like, hey, you know, you're not dumb. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
I really like the new season of Stranger Things. I'm really enjoying that. Dan?
So, yeah, this episode's just an utter train wreck, dumpster fire, terrible. But there is a very small moment of great acting that I need to point out. Nathan Grant's father comes to town, Archie Grant.
His papa?
He's a mess. It's that. That's what it is. That's how good it is.
Papa?
Man, between the two, it's hard to even tell.
All right, well, at the same time, one. Close your eyes, and if you don't see Millie MBB,
yeah.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Papa!
Man, you nailed it. You guys do sound alike, if that's worth anything. So it's clear
that two string chord.
No, Archie Grant, Nathan Grant's dad, is Irish.
Yep.
Duh.
Top of the barns.
And Kevin McGarry, probably Irish in real life, would be my guess. But it's clear that Archie Grant, who's a longtime Canadian actor, I forget his name, he's been doing a lot of stuff. He's doing an Irish accent in this. And Nathan, when he starts to get really mad at Archie, you can see tonally, you can hear tonally his voice shift to a bit more Irish. I would, heaven forbid me tell you to go watch any more of this again, but when he starts yelling, he starts to get more Irish. And in that moment, maybe because the rest of the show was just a desolate pile of despair, but it was great.
Do you think he meant to do that?
I think he did. Knowing him in accents, I think that he did mean to do it. I don't think it was an accident. I think he did mean to do it. And if he didn't, then I'm giving him too much credit. But I think he meant to do it, and I wanted to call it out here because it's literally the only 10 seconds of this episode that was worth anything. So there you go. There are my feels.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the way what and the hopes and vows.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Like the hallmark. Mike.
Yeah, I will say this. It's better than that high-pitched squeal thing you were doing.
She's very breathy. Mike.
That's better.
Okay.
It's better. Still an octave or two too high, in my opinion.
Wait, who are you trying to be? 11?
11, yeah.
11 saying Mike?
Yeah. Mike.
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 Oh, my gosh. It is like...
That's better.
She's here in this studio.
Yeah.
Mike.
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 There it is.
Yeah, thanks.
Mike.
She's still learning how to talk, guys. It's all breath.
Mike.
She's a revelation.
Yeah, man. Sure. Let's start with the wait what? Panda?
Yeah, so
I didn't have a lot.
I don't have a lot, but can they make Florence go door to door? Like, Florence is the most irritating character of all time.
Yeah, her and Rosemary should just get on a ship and be sent out to sea with a hole in it.
Oh my.
Said what I said.
That was brutal. So wait a minute. Like, out to sea with a hole in it.
Poke a hole in it. Send him out.
Life raft?
No.
Wow.
Sink or swim, baby.
Fair. Can they make her go door to door? They come in and they were like, well, you're going to have to go door to door after what you've done. Like, can you really make somebody? She's a grown adult. Is that what she got?
I mean, I think she realizes she did bad and wants to do good.
I don't know.
The she fact does that the she same has thing that every job week. Is so stupid.
It's a dumb thing.
It's such a convenient plot device to move the story from one boring plot line to another.
Oh, that's fair. Finally, last thing is Dr. Shepherd rolls into town. He's been gone for a little bit of time. Whatever. And the first place he goes is to the cafe and not to see Faith.
Yeah.
And I just want to point that out.
Gotta get some grub.
Gotta get some grub, I guess.
Get the grub on.
I don't know. Whenever I'm gone for a few days, I typically go to try to see my loved one first, but you know.
Get a quick Sammy first.
Oh, I could go first. Sammy.
Sammy.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I also don't have many. I mean, I found it to be an interesting choice to celebrate the town not having a food virus with a barbecue celebration. Yeah. That was interesting food
bold.
To choose.
That's bold.
Because it's always always on the up and up. I'm just still like pondering like what the plan is right now or what like... Do people that are watching this still think that this show's about Elizabeth? Because in this episode, Elizabeth helps Allie make a cupcake and encourages her to make a list. That's the lead of the show. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
A shame. I know that I'm Team Allie all the way. I want all the Allie I can get. Allie is a mess
in this episode. But even this Allie?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
This is not my alley. Hashtag not my alley. Just like, what are we doing with Elizabeth? I know we're about to get into a heavy dose of love triangle, but I mean, come on, guys. Come on.
But like at this point, there's no way they can keep her dignity as a respectable character having a love triangle, right?
They're just spinning the wheels trying to bide their time till it's okay, I think.
Like I would say that the leads of that, like I would say this show's currently more about Rosemary and Lee than it is about Elizabeth. Which,
to their credit, they're doing better. They both, their plot line is more interesting and they're bringing great. I said it last week, there's more gravitas to them and they're living up to that. They're
I just
better.
Want to know like the screenwriter that came in, like whipped up this batch and came in and was like, read this episode. And they were like, yeah. Gotta have it.
Yeah. I mean, in their defense, like what, I don't know how you continue to center the show around Elizabeth after the actor who plays her husband decided not to be in the show anymore. Like that puts them, they were in a tight spot there, obviously. Like, what do you do? But like, more than this, I feel like, right? More than this. And I love Erin. I think she's excellent, but like, we need more than cupcakes and lists.
Yeah. I only had two. One is they make this big deal out of Rosemary being the matron of honor for Jesse the Face's fiance. And I don't remember them having a lot of scenes together. Like, are they close friends?
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Jesse the Face's
fiance and Rosemary.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me.
Like, she does it and it's this big thing. And I'm like, does she not have any actual friends? Because Rosemary is with Dottie. Rosemary's with Elizabeth. Rosemary's with Abigail. Beforehand, she's with Florence. She's never with this girl.
I think it's assumed that they go over to dinner. And then Lee asks Jesse
the Face. The natural choice is for her to ask Abigail.
That's right.
Or her mother-in-law.
Exactly.
To be her matron-in-law.
Bingo.
So that's tough.
Yeah. And then the second one is they make a point. Dr. Carson's on the phone, and he's like, can't believe they made cameras these small now. And he holds up this thing. And in 1917, they did make a Kodak Eastman camera, which they advertised could fit in a vest pocket, and it extended back out. But it was a big, bulky mother. Like, it was still like this, like right out here. What he's holding is like maybe the size of this phone. It does, like, he's like, man, I can't believe they had cameras. They did not have him hold an actual Kodak Eastman, and it's a travesty. But you know what? Par for the course for this episode. And that's really all I got.
Let's do some hopes and valleys. Things that we were giving in this episode that gave us hope for the future and or bumming
us out. Nothing.
Panda?
Just the sweet release of death. That's the only thing that can stop this train. And that's it. I don't know how many chances I try. Like, I've tried so many times. In season 6, I was back on board and I was trying so hard. But it's just
sweet release of death.
I just
coming down, Edgar Allan Poe.
I just don't know. Sheesh. I don't have anything to look forward to.
When I was a young boy, my father showed me season 7
of Wind Calls the Heart.
He said, "This is your future. It's bleak and nothing's gonna happen."
I just the only thing that I'm happy about is that there's no long episodes.
Yeah,
there's no long episodes.
I can't beat sweet relief of death. I've got nothing. That is
my hope. Is
that's it. That's emo transcendental, you know, next level. That's what
that is. My hope is that Payne and I will get to go on tour for our 11 impression to a scene near you. My valley is I don't like the way I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Just about this. So I don't want it.
Are you hopeful for next week?
No, unfortunately not.
Because the only thing we have to look forward to is Nathan's dad turning out to be not so bad.
Guys, he's only in one more episode.
Can we talk about how shady Benson Hills is in general? Nothing good happens.
Everything there. In Benson Hills is a sham.
It is Sodom and Gomorrah.
I do love, that was another way what I forgot, is they can arrest someone on the suspicion of, with no proof whatsoever. None. If no proof, they're like, you're going to jail.
That's right.
Real bad. I have none of those things. Can we just go to the What's Calling My Heart,
please? I'll allow it. We got emails. Dan, read one.
Yeah, you can email us hello@dickthehallmark.com.
We get really great emails.
We do.
It really from people make, that I try are not sharing to read
them ahead of time.
So. Sharing what they're digging right now. That's right. It's bringing them joy.
This is from Emily Bergquist. Emily Bergquist. Hi, buddies. Smiley face.
Hi.
That's an interesting start. What's Calling My Heart is arguing about how bad the plot, the characters, and the drama of When Calls the Heart is with several friends who are hearties.
Oh,
the twist is I have never seen an episode of When Calls the Heart. Emily, you're my new favorite person. I have also never even seen a picture of any of the cast. My only information source is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Emily, you are winning right now. Oh my goodness. My friends actively love this show, and I would have to say I tend to poke holes in their enjoyment. What can I say?
I need you to record these conversations.
Oh my gosh. What can I say? I'm a 25-year-old Dan. Emily, God bless you. God bless you. I love your podcast. I'm a single gal who teaches 5th grade and in her spare time is getting her master's. I spend many hours by myself doing life, and I know I can always count on you guys to entertain me and keep me company. I'm grateful for it, but I'm even more grateful for the review of When Calls the Heart so I can actively debate my friends who love it. You all can go kick rocks. Emily Bergquist. I mean, come on, amazing. Man.
That's great.
Just fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Emily.
Man, we got it. We do it for Emily. That's why we do it.
That's exactly right.
That's phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
That's it. So great. We're going to be back tomorrow with the penultimate.
Nice job.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Until then, we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Papa.
Deck the Hallmark's a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.